KQED.
Design and engineering teams from all over the world are gathering in LA today for a Hyperloop competition. That's the futuristic technology championed by Elon Musk. He's the co-founder of Tesla and SpaceX. And the Hyperloop promises to take you from San Francisco to LA in half an hour. The contest is in its second year. Last year, 24 teams proved their concepts for the Hyperloop could work. But this year, the teams will be graded on just one thing: speed. David Gorn reports.
The short answer to everyone's question is, it's like an air hockey table. Build a Hyperloop pod, put it in a 1-mile-long, almost airless vacuum tube, float that thing on air or magnets, and give it a push. It flies like it's on the moon, up to 760 miles an hour, theoretically.
As long as the nonlinearity is still distinguishable, then we can still use it for the circuit.
Here, inside a hangar-like engineering room at UC Irvine, young engineers are working night and day to make this high-tech bucket of bolts. Tucked inside a sleek shell, go as fast as it can.
You can go ahead and touch it. It's very smooth. It's carbon fiber.
That's Arwa Tazani, a grad student and manager of UC Irvine's Hyperloop project.
What's 4.18 minus 2.20?
0.2.
0.
What, 1.98?
1.98.
Her crew's project has been tested before. At the last SpaceX competition, UC Irvine's design placed 5th in the world.
It's using air-based levitation as opposed to most of the teams that are using magnetic levitation.
Two other teams from California are competing too, from UC Santa Barbara and Cal State Sacramento. The 24 finalists all have moved past initial concept. Now, it's all about speed.
How fast can you go without crashing is a very objective metric and a very interesting metric.
That's Steve Davis, head of the Hyperloop program at Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket company in Hawthorne, just outside of L.A. Hyperloop is Musk's answer to high-speed rail in California, which he called outdated technology. He proposed a completely new form of transportation and challenged academics to make it. Celeste Bean is the grad student heading the UC Santa Barbara effort.
I don't know if I'm ever going to work on something that has the same kind of cool factor that the Hyperloop does.
Safety is one of the big challenges, she says. It's not just getting it to move that fast, she says. It's getting it to stop that fast, too.
At some point, if you have lithium-ion batteries on a cart going 200 miles an hour, the line between that and a missile gets pretty blurry.
So carrying precious cargo like passengers is still a long way off. But this contest is one step on the road to solving all of those technical problems, Bean says. Plus, it's a chance to see all her time and effort and thought turned into raw power and speed. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn.
And that's the California Report for Friday, August 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Katie McMurrin, Danny Bringer, and Jim Bennett. And I am Queenie Kim. Happy Friday.